Pere Sampoli is a senator from the Spanish island of Mallorca. He met Joan Carrero, an activist who started a human rights organization in the mid-90s to document the facts pertaining to a second genocide he said was happening in Rwanda and the Congo.
He has been promoting and informing people of the aggression that has been going on in the Congo, and what natural resources has been taken away and stolen from a rich country.
As a result of this collaboration, Senator Sampoli convened a congressional commission in Spain, which culminated in 2008 with the indictment of Rwandan dictator Paul Kagame and 40 high officials of the Rwandan Patriotic Front, with charges of war crimes, genocide, pillage of natural resources, and acts of terrorism.
There has been a racial conflict between the Hutus and the Tutsis for a long time already, but in reality, it's more of an economic conflict because we're talking of one of the richest places in the world, which is Kivu, which has a mineral exported throughout the world, and corporations are taking advantage of this to steal the minerals and to steal the riches of that specific area led by Paul Kagame.
And one of these riches is coltan, a mineral used in cell phones, video games, and computers. As a result of the Spanish hearings, international arrest warrants were issued and the matter was brought to the United Nations High Commission on Human Rights. But the final report has been held for over a year, until recently when it was leaked to the international press.
Right now, there is a great debate in the United Nations, especially because the word genocide appears in the report, and actually United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, is talking about maybe taking away the word genocide out of the report.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is under pressure from the Rwandan dictator and the United States, and says Senator Sampoli, it remains to be seen if the report will be issued on October 1st as planned. Regardless, the enormity of the human disaster and the political responsibilities are now an international matter.
There were two genocides. The first genocide was in 1994, with around 800,000 people that died, and the majority of them were Tutsis. And the second genocide, which was more planned out strategically, around 7 million people died from Rwanda and then Congo. In numbers, this compares to the Second World War.
Joan Carrero, who was nominated for the 2000 Nobel Peace Prize and leads the International Forum for Truth and Justice in the Great Lakes region, was in attendance. His recent article, mostly circulated in the independent medias, and accusing Ban Ki-moon and the U.S. of attempting to cover up the Kagame's genocide, was read around the table.
The victims were mostly children, women, the elderly, and the sick. The RPF, systematic extermination of Rwandan Hutu refugees and other Congolese Hutu, could be considered the crux of the report.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.